This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Goldman Sachs released its quarterly earnings this morning, and unlike some other strong bank results last week, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Goldman's weren't pretty. Goldman's profit fell 12%, mostly on losses from investments, including a big loss on a Chinese bank. In the face of this, Goldman is looking to try out something new. The simplest way to describe it is a private bank for rich people. And for more on how that would work and whether it might help, I have enlisted our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore, who is here live. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Jeff.
So we're calling this thing a private bank for wealthy people, but what does that actually mean and how's it going to work?
Sure. Well, the wealthy people part you've got. The reason they call it a private bank is to give it a sense of exclusivity. So if you've seen James Bond movies or any decent thriller, you've heard about these Swiss bank accounts, right, mm-hmm. where people hide their money. Those are private banks, and you will find them in Switzerland at banks like UBS or Credit Suisse, but you'll also find them all over the U.S. at Bank of America, the former Merrill Lynch, uh-huh. at U.S. Trust. And so Goldman wants to get into that business now.
Well, and to be clear, the business they're getting into is not ostensibly a place for you to hide your money, but to compare with overseas, that makes sense. How rich do you have to be? I mean, can I walk in with 500 grand and they say, sorry, you're not rich enough?
Well, I mean, if you have the gall to walk into Goldman Sachs with 500 grand, you'd be the poorest person in the building.
How dare I?
Exactly. And no, they probably wouldn't open an account for you. As a matter of fact, they made a joke about how they're not there to give away toasters. So stay away, hoi polloi. But generally, a lot of these accounts have $1 million at the very, very minimum, and most of them 5 million and 8 million. And you have to picture the kinds of, this is family money, right? And so these are families that usually have some kind of prosperous business, whether large or small, and a considerable amount of stable income.
Why would Goldman want or need to do something like this?
Well, there are reasons that they both want and need to do it. I mean, one of the reasons they need to do it is you saw their earnings. It's very hard to make money in the stock markets and the bond markets right now, and their earnings on that are going lower. There's something called the Volcker Rule, which means the bank can't invest so much for itself anymore, not that its own investments have done very well. So they need another source of profits, and managing this wealthy money is a great source of profits because that money is just, it's very fat and stable, and it doesn't go anywhere, and it earns lots of fees.
Sure.
And so it gives them a way for them to invest money. And then they can also lend money to corporations, which also generates more fees.
Heidi Moore, live from New York. Thanks.
Thank you.